Gordon at the Bureau of the Budget.
Thank you, sir.
Yes?
Secretary Mann is at the AFL-CIO conference room. Be back in his office at 11:30.
Okay.
They're holding Director Gordon on 9-0.
Kermit?
Thank you, there you are, sir.
Kermit?
Yes, Mr. President.
Passman tells me that we do not have obligations for our mutual defense. We don't ever do it. And it's not obligated, it's not spent, and we just carry him over, and we do it deliberately, and he's just going to, it's going to be worse this year than it has been. He's going to have to cut the hell out of it. And I've been telling them to go on and make their obligations, but in April, they had 72% of the military assistance obligated. May the 15th, they got 77%. Now, between May the 15th and June the 15th, he's going to make this decision. And... somebody better talk to them on military assistance. 77.3 is all they got obligated. On development loans, they only got 72%. On technical loans, they only got 62%. On alliance loans, they only got 59%. On technical cooperation, 77. On supporting assistance, 74.
Yes.
The other program's 82. So it has an average of 69%.
Yep.
And I don't know what we can do, but I know that every bit we don't obligate is going to cost us.
Well, as you know, Mr. President, Mike Bundy asked Dave Bell, I suppose that's the report you have now. He's reporting every 2 weeks. I'm convinced he's doing his best. I think we ought to bear in mind that the problem this year is even worse than it's been in past years because they got their money so late. You see, 6 months of the fiscal year had passed before they got a penny. Now, in past years, the pattern has been to put together all of the loan applications, all of the possible ways of obligating money, and make the decisions late in the fiscal year. Now, I know Dave has been trying to move that up and has been applying the whip to his people, but I must say that these figures for the middle of May don't look very happy.
I know what's going to happen to him now, and it would be unfair to say I don't care. But I'm going to warn them enough, and then if they're just incapable of handling the money they ask for, then they're just not going to get it, that's all.
Yes.
And he's told me that now. He told me that going out to Cannon's funeral, and Mahon's told me that. And Mahon's sympathetic to us, and he wants to help us. But I'd get a hold of Tom Mann and Walt Rostow and anybody else that's got any ideas on... lines, loans.
Yes, that's the lowest
and
figure.
And just say you got 59%, and I'd look at some of these loans and process them.
Mm-hmm. Let me.
I just think that the military assistance is going to be in pretty good shape because they're going to give us what we ask this year, I think. Mm-hmm. But the developmental loans and technical cooperation, the alliance loans, they're just going to murder 62% technical cooperation. They say, hell, you haven't even found a way to get rid of half of what you got.
Yes, yes. I haven't talked to Dave about this in 3 weeks. I do know that when Mac Bundy got his memorandum out, Dave was in touch with all of his assistant directors and was applying the heat to...
Well, this is May the 21st.
Let me get in touch with him again and see what he's now able to predict about the next couple of weeks. It may be that there's a large lump of approvals just coming through now.
This is May the 21st that he wrote this memo, and... This is the 26th.
It's 26th. That's
come
right.
in, sweetheart. Now, he anticipates that he'll have 97% of his military aid and 96% of his economic aid committed by June the 30th.
Well, that's very good, Mr.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's but they're going to be acting over there by June the 15th. And if I were him, I'd sure turn him upside down, and I don't think you need to tell him that I called you, and I don't think you need to tell him about this memo. I think you just tell him that you have it on pretty good authority from the Hill.
Yeah.
That what he hadn't got obligated, good night, nurse. So he better just get his men working around the clock. And see that the Alliance people get busy, too.
I'll talk to him right away, Mr. President.
Now, tell me, how much is our budget getting out of whack by failure to sell commodities and by misestimating the tax thing? And anything new besides that statement the other day?
No, that's as up to date as we can make it, except for the new 65 things, which have come along very recently. Of course, the Vietnam supplemental is another $125 million appropriations. That'll probably be about $100 million expenditures. Furthermore, the big source of worry to me right now is this beef program. Now, Orville Freeman, I just talked with him this morning. He's getting the papers over to me. We haven't yet had a chance to analyze them completely, but it looks to me like we're not going to have to ask for a great deal of new money. But it's going to mean an increase in expenditures ranging somewhere in the neighborhood of $300 to $400 million. This can be done to a considerable extent out of money we already have, but otherwise would not have spent, so that it's going to affect the expenditure estimate much more substantially than it will the appropriation estimate. Furthermore, we've got another big Alaska package coming along, which may add $100 million to expenditures next year for Alaska. So I think it's almost, if all these things go through, it's certain that we will break through the contingency allowance which is provided in the budget. Now, of course, Congress has been cutting the budget. It looks to us now that their total cuts in the budget are going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $3 billion in appropriations and perhaps $1 billion in expenditures.
Now so that would be 97.9 would be cut to 96.9.
Something like that, yes. That's a rough guess because, of course, the Senate hasn't acted on any of these things yet. But then you've got...
How many has the House acted on? About 9 or 10?
Oh, the House acted on everything now except foreign aid and public works. Just got 2 to go. And the figures, on the latest figures, show that on the $80 billion they've acted on so far, they've cut the budget about 3%. Last year it was about 6% on the same bills. Yes, they're still going about half the rate of cuts of last year.
now, we anticipated they'd sell a lot of mortgages. How's that coming along?
Well, this year, not as well as we'd hoped, Mr. President. The main reason there was that when the economy really began to pick up steam after the tax cut, as you know, most of the investors expected an increase in long-term interest rates. So they held back. We had kind of a buyer's strike on mortgages. They were hoping to pick up bargains by waiting a bit. Now, the statement by Bill Martin a couple of weeks ago improved the tone of the market a lot. I think the expectation of higher long-term interest rates has pretty much evaporated, and the outlook for mortgage sales now look a lot better than they did a month ago. We're still hoping we can get up to the $2.2 billion of total sales that we've got projected for next year.
Are they shooting them out as fast as they dare to?
Well, not now, Mr. President. We've slowed them up a bit on sales in 1964 because the effect of sales in 64 is to reduce 64 expenditures and to sell off a lot of the high-quality assets which we hope to sell next year. We slowed down the Ex-Im Bank, for example. They could have sold more participations this year than they did, but I worked it out with Harold Linder, and he agreed to hold back a bit this year so as to have a better...
After June 30th.
After June 30th, that's right.
How much do we anticipate we'll sell next year?
Total $2.2 billion. This includes mortgages and Ex-Im Bank participations.
You think that's high?
Well, it's certainly not low, Mr. President. We're going to have to fight to make it. And what it really basically depends on is whether we can hold the line on long-term interest rates. If they begin to move up again, we're in trouble. The effect of rising long-term interest rates is to reduce the prices at which you can sell these assets, and then the agencies that hold the mortgages run into a lot of trouble with Congress about selling the mortgages at discounts. So that I think there's a good chance we can make it if long-term interest rates don't rise. If they do, I think we're in trouble.
Okay, you help us a little bit on this obligational thing just by making a discreet inquiry to touching up about alliance loans, too.
I'll talk to Dave and Tom Mann right away, Mr. President.
Thank you.